School districts would be required to share future referendum funding with charter schools under a bill approved by a House committee Thursday. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay reports supporters say it will help close funding gaps for charters, but critics worry it could stifle future referendum attempts.
The bill would apply only to operating or school safety referendums passed after June of this year. Basically, if a student lives within a school district's boundary but goes to a charter school, the district has to send part of its referendum funding to the charter that enrolls that student. Charter school leaders, including Catherine Deersing from Bloomington, say it will help them compete with districts' teacher pay.
The traditional public school districts have simply outpaced small public charter schools, especially in terms of what we can afford to pay.
But groups representing traditional public schools oppose the bill. Many voiced concerns that it could confuse voters or sway some to vote against a referendum. They also said the bill doesn't come with enough accountability. The bill now heads to the House floor. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.